Senior envoys from France, the United States, and about 24 other countries and organizations met in Paris to discuss the situation in Afghanistan. Speaking afterwards, they pledged the international community's continued support. They said the meeting was a routine assessment of strategy and that it had not been called to deal with last month's controversial elections in the country. U.S. Special Envoy for Afghanistan and Pakistan, Richard Holbrooke, played down allegations of widespread election fraud.
During that process, there are going to be many claims of irregularities. That happens in every democracy. We recently had a senatorial election in Minnesota, which took 7 months to determine the outcome. There were so many charges of irregularities. It certainly won't take that long in Afghanistan. But that happens in democracies, even when they are not in the middle of a war.
The latest vote tally show incumbent President Hamid Karzai in the lead, but still shy of the 50% of the votes needed to avoid a runoff election. Holbrooke also played down reports of U.S. unhappiness with President Karzai, saying that Washington has no preferred candidate.
Our advocacy is for a fair process overseen by the Independent Election Commission, taking into account the decisions of the Election Complaints Commission, a process which then elects a government that is legitimate and reflects the will of the people who voted.
French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner insisted the meeting was about the future of international aid efforts in Afghanistan, not judging the elections. But he noted that success depends on the ability to establish security and said that Western troops could not leave Afghanistan until that has been established. In Afghanistan, an explosion on Wednesday east of Kabul ripped through a crowd of government officials inaugurating a mosque. The country's deputy intelligence chief was among those killed. Sonia Pace, VOA News, London.